In South Korea, body art is big, and Korean tattoos are admired the world over. So you might find it surprising to learn that tattooing is still largely illegal in Korea. Here's Kelly Kasulis in Seoul.
I'm looking for a tattoo parlor here in Itaewon, a neighborhood in Seoul. After a few minutes of searching, I find the sign. It says Sunny Ink Studio.
So we're about to walk into this tattoo parlor. It's in the basement over here.
Tattoo parlors are everywhere in the city, and they're pretty easy to find. That's why I was surprised to hear that tattooing is actually illegal in Korea. When I walk in, I don't see a place that's trying to hide.
Yeah, it's really, like, nice and classy in here and not like what you would expect from, like, an underground tattoo studio.
Han Tae-sun, the studio's owner, shows me around. For a tattoo artist, he's not exactly inked up.
I don't have many tattoos, like, unlike other tattoo designers, but the reason why I don't like getting hurt, basically, I don't like painful things.
Han got into the tattoo game 7 years ago. To him, tattoos may be an illegal industry, but they're still good business, especially since he doesn't have to pay taxes. In 1992, the South Korean government passed a law that said only medical professionals or doctors could legally give tattoos, since it involves puncturing the skin.
Giving a tattoo is just like painting a picture and selling to somebody, but applying those medical laws to the tattoo, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Han says keeping tattoo parlors illegal sends the message that body art is bad for society. For a long time, South Koreans believed that only gangsters got tattoos, but that idea is fading as body art becomes more popular. Han's friend once got a tattoo removed just to get a job.
The day before the getting interview, he went to the plastic surgeon and said, I want this tattoo to be off my arm. So he actually cut his skin off so he could actually get into this job eventually.
The stigma around tattoos is pushing other artists to protest. Song Kang-sup is with the Korea Tattoo Association. I find him in an empty warehouse he calls his office. He has been organizing protests here, calling for new laws that will license tattoo artists who aren't doctors. So far, the government hasn't responded.
We thought that after just 5 years of protesting that tattoos are going to be legalized in Korea, but it hasn't happened, so we're tired. We're tired of this whole process.
Song says that there are thousands of tattoo artists working in South Korea, and so the number of people receiving illegal tattoos must be even larger. It's not just South Koreans getting tattoos here either. Stephanie Lackney is an American English teacher here in Seoul. She only has Korean tattoos.
What's special about Korean tattoos?
For the Korean tattoo aesthetic, they really like to keep it very dainty in a way. So you can have these really intricate designs that have a lot of detail and are drawn with very fine lines. Meanwhile, in the States, we have the American old school style, which is very thick lines that is very blocky, kind of what you think when you think of a biker's gang. So it's complete opposite of what we have.
Stephanie is one of the millions of people following Korean tattoo artists online for their distinctive style. But no matter how famous they are, Korean tattoo artists aren't safe from the law. Just a few months ago, police raided Song Studio and shut it down at random.
It's almost like it depends on the police officer. If they feel like enforcing the law, then they're going to enforce it. If they don't feel like enforcing it, then they don't.
Song still isn't sure why his studio was targeted, but he thinks an angry customer must have complained. It's rare for tattoo artists to lose their studios to raids, he says, and they usually end up moving shop to another part of town. But Song isn't sure if he wants to start over or just move on. For The World, Kelly Kasulis, Seoul.